Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Tuesday, October 29th, 2024, pre-market report. I want to show you a headline real quick. This is what's happening, people. We're continuing to see this sell-off in the debt market, and that is a concern. Absolutely. You and I have been following this for the longest time. And as we discussed just yesterday, the convergence of events that are happening right now just really do not look good for at least the equity market, the stock market here. And as I've been explaining to you all as of late, you really do need to consider your own specific situation. If you want to get out of this market, if you're one of my lions that's in this market, there's nothing wrong with getting out, waiting till after November 5th, the selection, because I'm telling you again, all bets are off, period. I don't know another way to put it. So on the back of this continuing sell-off here, you got stock futures under a little bit of pressure, nothing major, still very close to record highs, as I just said. If you were to get out of the market now and pull your profit, you're sitting pretty here, honestly. No worries, no nothing. I want to discuss cryptocurrency a little bit in a moment here. So this is what's going on here with the MMRI. I mean, will you just look at this? Will you look at that? That's profound. Look all along here. Have you ever seen a move like that before? We have not had an upward swing like that. It's pretty incredible to see. But that is a sell-off in the debt market being reflected here in the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Freed everybody. I urge you to keep your eyes on this. It's the key to the market. Link in the description of this video. Let us move forward here. Bitcoin is now over 71,000. Look at the rest of these cryptos here. Gold, silver looking good. Crude oil starting to catch a bit after that hardcore sell-off that we had yesterday. We'll see where all that goes. Now, look, I've been putting a lot of thought into this. With regard to the crypto space, let's back up a moment. Okay. With regard to the stock market, with regard to the crypto space, this is a no-brainer, people. You all understand what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it again. The markets want Trump. If they don't get Trump, this is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Now, with regard to the crypto space, I sincerely believe if Trump is not selected here, we could be cut in half easily. However, I believe that the crypto space would recover very, very quickly. Now, with regard to the crypto space, Bitcoin, all that, okay, we understand, and if you don't get this already, then obviously you're in the wrong spot. Extreme volatility is the name of the game. So basically what I am saying here is, if you want to close your crypto positions right now, I would understand that. If you wanted to stay in and say, you know, I don't want to pay capital gains tax or whatever, you just want to ride it out, that's okay too, at least in my perspective as of right now. Good. Let it sell off. Let the crypto space get cut in half if Harris is selected here. All right. What are you going to do? You're going to cry about it? You're going to scream about it? You're going to go suck your thumb off somewhere? No. You're going to look at that as I would believe most of you will, as a buying opportunity because the crypto space is going much, much higher over time. Now, those of you that are like me, that are holding cryptocurrency, you're in here for the long run, and I mean the long run. What we're waiting for, even with regard to gold and silver, which you are not even considering dumping at this point here, okay? If you're considering dumping your gold, your physical positions in gold and silver, I mean, there's obviously something going on here that's not right. But again, going back to the crypto space here, it's volatile. It's extremely volatile. Expect anything there. But for the longer run, look, the bottom line, what this eventually comes down to is what we will experience here. A meltdown in the debt market, which is going to make this spike look like child's play. We're talking about off the Richter scale, off the charts. That move, we cannot escape this, is what I'm talking about. A meltdown in the debt market is going to occur, which is going to lead to a freezing up of the credit markets around the world, meaning all transactions stop. That was the real issue in 2008. You will know that. They got everybody convinced that it was really about a stock market crash. It really wasn't. That's, again, why Bernanke was rushed into Washington before our loving, caring representative said, hey, you know what? What did he say? He goes, if we don't start to pump billions into the credit markets, we won't have an economy on Monday. He was concerned, and it was starting to happen, a locking up of the credit markets. Inter-business lending was stopping. That's the real issue. It's not the stock market crash or anything like that that everyone's so afraid of. We were supposed to get one this month here. You remember all that talk? Hasn't happened so far. I don't think we're going to get it, but early next month, we'll see. It depends on some factors. Look, man, this is on a hair trigger, all of this, and all of it hinges on the debt market. All of it hinges on the debt market. What will eventually happen, debt market meltdown is going to destroy, and I cannot underscore that word enough, destroy stock markets around the world, which are going to free fall as everyone runs to the door at the same time. The initial response, let me just say this too. Debt market meltdown is going to be the key. The debt market is the key to this entire thing. You will know that. Everything is deriving value from action here in the debt market. Central banks buying it all, determined to, you know, foster a wealth transfer effect on a scale that you can't even possibly imagine. Okay, right up to the 1 and 2 percenters, as it always is. Middle class wipeout, you know, all the stuff we've covered exactly is playing out exactly like we said it would. Period. The end here. But what's going to end up happening here is, again, debt market meltdown crushing stock markets of the world. It's going to initially bring everything down first. Again, the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater. You understand? And that will turn around, cash making its way into commodities, especially those that are massively suppressed. Silver, my favorite asset of all time. Gold, number two. Platinum, palladium, number three. You know that. Crude oil, commodities across the board. I think we're clear on that. We've only spoken about it about a million times. Everything is going to sell off initially. Everything. And then things will rebalance here. Now, how it's going to play out is very, very simple. Debt market meltdown, as I said, crushing stock markets. Initially, everything will sell off. Cash will then make its way into other assets. Cryptocurrency, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, commodities. Cash just, again, it doesn't grow little money wings and fly away to money heaven, you know, nice pretty place up there. No, it just looks for other places to go. And the distortions that exist here in this market today are really, I mean, there's no way to quantify it. It's just off the freaking scales, off the rails, you know. It's a crazy train, you know, going off the rails on a crazy train. Yeah, that's exactly what we have here. But you and I are on target. And we know what we're doing and why we're doing it. So look, let me just say this. I've been thinking all night long, sitting on it, what we should do. If you are in the crypto space or in any part of this market, outside of gold and silver, it would not be a bad idea to think about getting out for a while. Okay, but with regard to the crypto space, if you wanted to ride this out and deal with the volatility, I think that's okay too. As a matter of fact, more than likely, and again, I will let you know specifically if you subscribe to my newsletter, link in the description of this video. It's 100% free if I'm going to get out of my crypto spaces. I've been pondering it. I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm just going to ride the lightning. Hey, a lot of little, you know, throws out here to, you know, metal bands here. Anyway, ride the lightning here. Just embrace the volatility. I'm in crypto for the long haul until the debt market meltdown. I'm sure all of you in the same boat as me. There's about 30% of you in the crypto space that subscribe to this blog, this family that we have right now. Again, this is not just something you should subscribe to, in my opinion. This is a worldwide family. You all know that. Anyway, so crypto space, I wouldn't blame you for getting out. I wouldn't blame you for riding it out. Either way, I think you're sitting pretty. With regard to the stock market, so it's a little bit of a different animal here, people. A full-on meltdown of the stock market, which will be precipitated by a debt market meltdown. Okay, this will continue in a meltdown situation. It won't stop. If we see this level off or we see this drop, the market's going to love it. As a matter of fact, as I said, if Trump is selected as the stock market wants, as the crypto space is foaming at the mouth over here, you know, crypto president, I'm going to make the United States the crypto capital of the world. Forget about constitutional money. It's not happening. Okay. It's just not. We have two puppets working with the Fed, selling you the Fed's plan. You're leading yourselves to the slaughter, and that's okay. Let the masses do that. You and me, we're on a different plane. We're on a different level. You understand? So anyway, with that, that's kind of where we stand here. I want you to think about how this is going to play out moving forward, keeping your eyes on the debt market. Now, the stock market, as I was saying, you want to get out of here, people. I am still contemplating how I'm going to play that. We still got a little time here. Crypto space, as I said, I'm going to say 99%. I'm riding out the volatility here. Good. Let the crypto space take a hit, and I don't care if it gets cut in half or even more. Don't matter. I will be looking for opportunities to buy, and then buy more. Period. Because eventually, we're going to see the crypto space take off on a scale people aren't going to believe. I know there's a lot of crypto haters out here, and you're going to end up hating yourself if you don't look at this as an opportunity here. If, in fact, we get a massive sell-off here in the crypto space. Trump isn't selected, the crypto president, the crypto god right now, okay, who speaks in parables. Some people believe that. I can't, it's unbelievable. But anyway, look, let's put that aside for now. So crypto space gets decimated. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to still understand that the market cap would get cut in half too, which would be what? Massive opportunity for those of us that understand the space. We're going to laugh, honestly. I will be adding to crypto, my crypto positions like you can't even believe if, in fact, we get cut in half or worse with regard to the crypto space, Bitcoin, whatever. Okay, Bitcoin is my largest holding. You all know that. I own like 7 different cryptos. Bitcoin is my largest holding right now. Okay, and for those of you that continue to ask me, I have no interest at all, 0, in buying Trump's new crypto token. None. I'm not touching it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. Okay. There are some people that, you know, who believe that's where you should be too. Me, no. I'm not touching it. In fact, definitely not. All right. So anyway, I hope I've outlined that for you clearly with regard to what I plan on doing. 99% says I'm riding this out. If I change my mind, the 1%, I will let you know. I will send it right out to you the moment I get out. In my newsletter, link below. Now, with the stock market, I'm going to say as of right now, looking towards this selection, I'm on a knife's edge here as of what to do here with my positions. And there, again, if you got out here, and a lot of you have already, that's fine. I think you're probably just sitting back, you're riding it out, you're laughing, you can sleep good at night. Me, I'm more of a kind of like a guy who maybe lives too dangerously once in a while. Henceforth, why I'm blazing down the quarter mile in 8 seconds at over 160 miles an hour once in a while here. But anyway, look, man. No matter what, we're all going to get through this here, honestly. Let's just see where it goes. And again, you don't have to guess, but you do have to seriously consider your own situation here, people. What's right for you is not going to be right for the next guy or the next girl. You understand? Everyone has a unique situation. Everyone here has a unique perspective and ability to deal with risk. Me, you know my how I stand here. My risk tolerance is probably higher than 99.9% of the people who exist on this planet today. So, you know, that's just how I look at it. And for me, I mean, some of you are going to look at this completely differently, and that's okay too. You understand? All right, look, I hope I've outlined for you what's happening. I want you people to keep your eyeballs on the MMRI. There's a link, again, in the description of this video. It's 100% free. There's no sign-ups. There's no nothing. It's right there for you to look at. I want you to focus on this. This number, obviously, is reflective of this, but the number here really isn't what I want you to be staring at. I want you to look at the pace at this sell-off. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable, what we're seeing. What's going to happen here? Time will tell. Time will tell. And right now, we have time on our side, at least for the next week. We're a week away from this selection here. So we'll see where that goes. So anyway, look, we got this. We got this. And I don't care what else whatever they try to do to us, we got it. Period, the end. And that's the way I'm looking at it. All right. So I hope you got some out of this video, people. I really do. If you did or did not, let me know. Leave a comment here. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. I do read through the comments. I will read yours. So what's your take on this? Here's my, I'm going to leave you off with this, and I want to hear from you. Are you planning, if you're in crypto, are you planning on getting out of the crypto space? Or are you going to ride the lightning? Are you going to ride the volatility? I want to hear, that's question number one. Question number two, if you're in this stock market like me, are you getting out? Are you going to ride it out? What are you going to do? What's your current plan here? Are you going to sit back and relax and wait till, let's say, the day before the selection? Wouldn't blame you. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking at. I want to see what this is going to do right up until, you know, the bitter end here. And then we'll see where this goes from there. All right, people, no fear. Concern is okay. It allows you to think. No panic, because then you lose the ability to think logically. You understand? I think you do. Or should I say overstand? All right, look, with that said, people, this guy here from the heart loves you with all I got. We got this always. We got each other's backs always. And that, people, is just a beautiful thing, all right? I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I'm looking forward to that. And let's just see where this freaking freak show goes. Until we meet again, people, take care of yourselves and each other, okay?